Hey there, SLP. You are listening to this podcast, so I know that you love to listen to podcasts. And if that is the case, then I know that you are going to love my secret private podcast, Secondary Secrets for SLPs. Its 6 short episodes will have you walking away feeling refreshed and inspired and ready to take on those challenging secondary speech students. So if you work with grades 4 through 12, and are in a planning rut or wanting some fresh new ideas to keep your students motivated, make sure you head to speechtimefun.com/secondary-secrets. You are not going to find this podcast in your iTunes podcast search browser. You can only get access by going to that link. So head to it now. It is 6 short episodes that you can listen to it in under an hour, like totally Netflix binge-worthy. I made this just for you, and I know you are going to love it. SLPs have been telling me already that it has changed their way for working with their older speech students. So head on over, again, to speechtimefun.com/secondary-secrets or use the link in the show notes, and I can't wait to hear what you think. Now let's head on to this week's episode of SLP Coffee Talk. Hey there, SLP. You are listening to this podcast, so I know that you love to listen to podcasts. And if that is the case, then I know that you are going to love my secret private podcast, Secondary Secrets for SLPs. Its 6 short episodes will have you walking away feeling refreshed and inspired and ready to take on those challenging secondary speech students. So if you work with grades 4 through 12 and are in a planning rut or wanting some fresh new ideas to keep your students motivated, make sure you head to speechtimefun.com/secondary-secrets. You are not going to find this podcast in your iTunes podcast search browser. You can only get access by going to that link. So head to it now. It is 6 short episodes that you can listen to it in under an hour, like totally Netflix binge-worthy. I made this just for you, and I know you are going to love it. SLPs have been telling me already that it has changed their way for working with their older speech students. So head on over, again, to speechtimefun.com/secondary-secrets or use the link in the show notes, and I can't wait to hear what you think. Now let's head on to this week's episode of SLP Coffee Talk. Welcome to SLP Coffee Talk, the podcast designed exclusively for speech-language pathologists who work with older students, grades 4 through 12. I am your host, Hallie Sherman, your SLP behind Speech Time Fun, the Speech Retreat Conference, and the SLP Elevate membership. And I'm thrilled to bring you conversations, strategies, and insights that will give you the jolt of inspiration that you need. Whether you're tuning in during your morning commute, on a break in between sessions, or even during a well-deserved relaxation time, I am here for you each and every week. Let's do this, SLPs. Hey, hey, and welcome to another episode of SLP Coffee Talk. If you know me by now, I love using games and fun with our older speech students. It doesn't always have to be fancy. It doesn't always have to be elaborate, but we want to make sure our students are having fun while learning. We know that our students struggle academically and struggle socially and are constantly being reminded of all the struggles that they're having and that learning can be tough. And they sometimes have that negative opinion when it comes to learning. And we get to be that person in their day and week where they can go and know that they can have fun and learn and feel successful. And that is why one of my ingredients for a successful speech lesson is compassion, but also creativity. Compassion is that we need to know that our students, where they're coming from and why they might be resisting coming to speech. But also creativity doesn't mean that we need to be that creative. We just need to be able to think differently about some of the activities and ways that we present things to our students, that they're always on their toes and knowing that they're going to have fun, whether it's a game or not. And since board games are a staple of interactive and social learning, I figured let's talk about in this episode ways that you can take popular board games you probably already have on your shelf in your therapy room and do it with a twist. We love incorporating games into our speech room, so why not play them a little bit differently than how they were intended to be used? You don't always have to use everything as is. Even an activity you find, My Teachers Pay Teachers, or inside of SLP Elevate, you don't have to use anything as was intended, including board games. So I'm going to share 5 or 6 board games that you probably have on your shelf and just different ways you can utilize it so you can work out a variety of goals. Because again, if you know me by now, I'm all about taking one activity and using it with as many groups and goals as possible so that you can make planning super easy and effective and painless. It makes planning for mixed groups easier, makes planning for multiple groups throughout the day easier, and you can spend your precious time doing the other aspects of the job, paperwork, meetings, things like that. All right, so here's how you can adapt some popular board games to target a variety of speech and language goals. Game number 1, Twisted Scrabble. You can take Scrabble, you can work on vocabulary, you can work on phonological awareness. So in addition to the standard rules, you can require that every word must belong to a specific category, or all words must be incorporating their articulation target. Okay. They need to segment and blend the phonemes for phonological awareness before they can put the word down to spell a word in Scrabble. Okay. Maybe they have to make a sentence with the words they produce using appropriate grammatical structures or noun and verb tenses. You get to make the rules. You can change things up. It doesn't always have to be just we're spelling a word and moving on. All right. So Twisted Scrabble is just one way you can take a game and use a little speech and language twist. All right. Game number 2, Modified Monopoly. Okay. You can work on articulation, fluency, narrative skills. For example, each property could be associated with a speech task. When a player lands on a property, they need to complete that task before they can purchase it or pay the rent. Tasks could be they have to say their word or in a sentence with their target sound. They need to create a short story about the property using descriptive language. They need to discuss why they would or wouldn't like to buy it. So some debating skills and social skills, all these things you can do while working on Monopoly. You can even use descriptive words and come up with an adjective to describe their property. All right, game number 3, Guess Who. We all know we can work on describing yes, no questions and turn taking. What other things can we work on? We can work on descriptive language, question formation, and social skills. Okay, so you can adapt the game by adding new customized cards that include characters with specific behaviors, interests, or traits. This is going to require the players to ask more complex questions like, does your person prefer reading to sports? You can just take some Google images of their favorite characters or characters from a story they're reading and put it on the boards. And I'm going to include in the show notes, just so you know, I have a companion pack to Guess Who, because it is such a hard game for our students to comprehend and know how to utilize. So if they struggle coming up with those questions, I have a companion pack for that as well. Okay. We can also work on deductive reasoning and describing and asking question information. And again, turn taking and listening comprehension. You can work on play Pictionary with categories, work on vocabulary, categorization. You can have this version of Pictionary can focus on drawing specific items from specific categories or emotions or things that involve their specific sound or whatever they are working on. You can work on curriculum vocabulary and they are drawing the curriculum vocabulary items. But after guessing the word correctly, players can be asked to describe them using the expanding expression tool or just adjectives. They could use it in a sentence, discuss its category, and more. Some more ideas. I hope you are loving these. Operation. You can change it up and make it appropriate for your older ones as well. We know that operation, you have to do steady hands and try to take the pieces out. But what about they have to follow a set of directions before being able to take a piece out? They have to listen to the description of the piece that they have to pull out. Okay. Why not change it up so that they have to do a little more than just the task at hand? Okay. You can work on Battleship. You can use Battleship to work on specific sounds by assigning sounds to different ships. For example, the destroyer could represent the s sound, while the submarine could represent the r sound. And players must say the word that contains their target sound before making a guess. They can also work on listening comprehension. They have to listen to a set of clues to be able to, and recall them in order to be able to locate their opponents on the ship. Maybe they have to use a vocabulary word in a sentence before they get to take a guess where the ship is located. And what about Uno? You can introduce Uno with additional rules. I like to say if they throw down one of the bonus type cards, they have to then do something, whether it is use their articulation word, use a word in a sentence, follow a direction, do something, some sort of social skill, role playing before they can continue on with the game. You can even make players practice formulating complex sentences and using language to expand reasoning or negotiating with other players. There are so many things you can do by just taking what you have and just provide a different rule, a different element to it. And by implementing these board games with a twist, it'll provide fun and engaging and effective ways to incorporate speech and language goals with familiar activities. And again, keeping them on their toes when they come into your speech room. They don't know what to expect, but they know they're going to have fun. These modified games are a way to work on speech and language goals with mixed groups, multiple roles, and it makes it a valuable addition to your therapy sessions, and it will encourage your students to just have fun in a low-pressure environment and will facilitate natural learning and progression, which is what we all want and are seeking out for our students. Again, it's all about keeping our students engaged and motivated and making learning fun. All right. What did the dirt say to the rain? If you keep this up, my name will be mud. Ba-dum-ting. All right, everyone. Until next week, stay out of trouble. Thanks so much for tuning in to another episode of SLP Coffee Talk. It means the world to me that you're tuning in each and every week and getting the jolt of inspiration you need. You can find all of the links and information mentioned in this episode at my website, speechtimefun.com. Don't forget to follow the show so you don't miss any future episodes. And while you're there, it would mean the world to me if you would take a few seconds and leave me an honest review. See you next week with another episode full of fun and inspiration from one SLP to another. Have fun, guys.